Gasping, she asked to meet outside my house. This was the first time someone asked for me in a crisis. Outside, she fell into my arms, and then, on my street curb, she shared the painful and vulnerable hurt inside. Just as I shared with others online. I knew to sit and listen. She then asked if I was okay. For the first time in my life, I answered honestly. I shared feelings alone and broken, forgotten and invisible. I hadn't yet processed personal family tragedies or my own loneliness with anyone face to face. Then I too cried, and she too remained and held me. Our friendship, cemented that night, got me through high school safely. Only as an adult do I now recognize my teenage depression, anxiety, and traumatic stress. Then, I saw only a dark pit of loneliness before experiencing being held and accepted. Those musicians, those fans, those concerts, and those forums connected us as lifelong enthusiasts. They taught me how to create community online and then to extend it into my neighborhood and school. I now recognize that we made a life-changing brand community. So, with hard-won lessons, I now choose to be in connection.